Sorry, guys. We had to reset some server stuff on our end. So welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the world latest news and health research.
This is what happens when I get overdosed on melatonin.
So we were on the Hagman Report last night. We both tag-teamed it. Ended up being a late night. Nobody could sleep afterwards. Too many purple sticks. By the way, these showed up today. Whole lot of pallets of them. So we're going to have those updated on the website. So be sure if you want to stock up on them, we got them back finally. So be sure to check those out. And on the site as well, we got the bestseller, Ultimate Multiple Powder, probably one of our number one products that we have on the market. Be sure to check that out for over 11% off right now at Team Health Masters. And I feel like I just did this.
Well, what happened, we went 8 minutes in case you got, but you guys don't know about that, thinking that we were live and we weren't.
Yeah, so we had a rerun plan for a second.
We already did the whole intro here. So we're trying to do it.
Now we're live.
Now we're live.
Now we're back live on it. So be sure to check this out on sale. Multiple powder.
This is not going to be a green show.
It's not going to be a green show. You guys are here for it, though, that we're live. We'll edit this here in a little bit. And there's a few topics that I'll be going over today. Last night, like I said, we wanted some great topics as far as on the Hagman Report. Dad was on the first hour. I was on the second hour. But one article that came up here today that I'm looking at says the cost of common preservatives to your health. In the past, people used salt, alcohol, sugar, and vinegar to preserve food. That's no longer the case, as many of the preservatives are much, much more toxic than they used to be.
MSG is so bad.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It says preservatives are now commonplace in almost every packaged food. They said they're linked to hormone disruption, cancer, and other health concerns, with processed foods making up the majority of American diet. Understanding how preservatives affect us can help shape the choices that we make. And it goes into detail here talking about nitrites, sodium nitrites, benzoates, BHT, BHA, and a sodium benzoate, which is found in pancake syrups and a host of other things. This is a long article, but it goes into detail on what these preservatives are, why you need to limit your exposure to them the best as possible, because most of the time, you don't even realize they're in them until you read the label. And you just glance at stuff you don't even know what's in
there. Huge increase in kidney cancer from this.
Oh, yes, especially colon cancer with the sodium nitrite.
And kidney cancer.
And here's a couple tips here. It says, choose, you know, raw butter over margarine.
I got in so many fights over that.
Oh, I know. And the food tastes so much better. It says, swap shredded cheese for block cheese. I don't really know why with that one. I guess the block cheese where they put more preservatives in it.
I have no idea.
A lot of stuff. If you get raw, like cheese or organic cheese, it's not a big of a deal.
Most of the cheese is made with ultra-processed milk. Now, don't eat
that.
That's
true. The average cheese says use maple syrup, like raw maple syrup or natural honey instead of pancake syrup.
That's high fructose corn syrup.
99% of it is high fructose corn syrup with a bunch of stabilizers and propylene glycol, by the way, which is the active ingredient in antifreeze and engine ice.
Really good on kidneys. I had a friend of mine from high school die of kidney cancer yesterday.
Really?
His name was Arnie. One of the strongest people I've ever known physically in the gym. He's dead. He's in heaven, I hope.
Yeah.
But I mean, I remember he was so strong, he'd warm up with 300 pounds on bench.
On flats?
On flats.
Gotta watch some shoulders, man.
Yeah, he ended up going up, he could pick a bench 500 pounds in high school.
Really?
In high school, yeah. It was unbelievable.
Good genetics. It says also make your own salad dressings instead of using a lot of the ones that are on the market. There's a few different salad dressings you can either find that have avocado oil, which I have found now, or you can make your own. Mom was real good at that.
Oh my
She
had that one dialed
she
in.
She has that formula
in her cookbook.
In the cookbook, is it? Yeah, she had one. It was a salad dressing she would make, and it tasted like 1961.
It was unbelievable.
It was in the which cookbook is that in? Eat Clean and Be Healthy.
I can't remember.
I think it is. Anyways, I digress.
She was such a good cook.
Oh yeah, with salad dressings, majority of them, all that I have found, unless you get ones with avocado oil, all use soybean oil. Soybean oil, canola oil is the first ingredient. So the same thing with mayonnaise. There's like two companies that you can get ranch from and mayonnaise from that have avocado oil. That is it.
I did that. I went to a restaurant over in Lakeland. Great restaurant.
Yeah.
Really good quality food. And it was a Sunday kind of brunch. And we were talking to the waiter. And he said, do you want this, this, or this? And I said, okay, what do you fry that in? You know, all kinds of fried food on the brunch. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I don't know, some kind of oil. I said, well, so it's a mystery oil.
Mystery oil?
I said, I tell you what, why don't you keep that mystery oil to yourself? I don't want to put something in my body if I don't know what it is. And I said, as long as it's not soybean oil or corn oil or canola oil,
yeah
I might try a bite.
Yeah.
I see what this stuff tastes like. And he looked at me, he goes, well, I don't know. I said, well, go find out for me. And as soon as he came back, it's canola oil.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rapeseed oil.
It's
from the rapeseed plant.
That's what I don't.
I mean, it's like varnish and you know, and shellacs. I mean, it's so toxic as all get out.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why I've said before, and a lot of people will like, they'll kind of be like, what? I can't believe he just said this. The only place that I will ever eat fried anything, if I do it rarely, it is some of the French fries from Five Guys because they use peanut oil.
Well, now Steak and Shake uses, they use tallow now. They use beef fat.
They do. I haven't been Steak and Shake in years. They went downhill after I left them. I operated one of the best Steak and Shakes in the state.
That's because you left.
They couldn't function without me. But
20 years ago.
But I'm not an advocate of French fries. They're high glycemic. They're fried. But Five Guys does use straight peanut oil in them.
You know, Maxine Waters, she looks like a zombie.
Oh, I don't even know if she's alive.
No,
sometimes.
She's still alive. I'm looking.
Nah, I don't know if she's actually alive or that she's running around with a demon inside.
I think that might be the case. She kind of looks like in this picture. She looks like Weekend with Bernie's. Wasn't that Bernie's?
He's dead. They prop him up everywhere.
And she basically loses it to a reporter, and she admits the Democrats are shutting down the government to fund health care for illegals.
How do you respond
to
that?
I forgot what I was doing. We were at the hospital for something. We went to Advent Healthcare over in Orlando for a celebration for something.
Good hospital, 7-day Adventist.
Yeah, great hospital. And I remember. I was there with you.
Was it?
Yeah, when your arm was messed up.
Oh, yes. And then, broken wrist.
Yeah, well, it was another time. And I remember, broken ankle.
Blown out knee.
and I remember we were sitting there in the entire room. Everybody but us were basically Hispanic.
No, I do remember that.
Remember that? Yeah. Nobody spoke English.
Nobody speaking English.
I mean, there was 100 people in there, and they were all illegals or all Hispanic.
We assumed they were illegals. I don't know.
We assumed they were illegal. They were probably. They were illegals.
All I know is that we were the only people in the room who spoke English. I do know that because everybody was speaking Spanish.
So apparently that's become a major problem since, you know, Biden brought in supposedly up to 20 million of these illegals.
Or more.
And so now they want to have health care, so they run to the nursing, or not nursing, the emergency rooms and just go in
The problem is they don't pay the bills.
Well, they never pay the bills. Well, they can't say they don't.
There was an article that I brought up a year and a half ago. According to this article, they were saying one of the reasons why the health care industrial complex and the hospital industrial complex was having a loss on their books a lot of cases now is because they said such a big influx, especially in Florida, with illegals coming here and also in Texas, and they get standard care, and then they just leave, and they never pay the bill. They have no health care. They don't have the cash with them, and they just don't pay the bill.
Well, the zombie, probably demon-possessed, according to Austin, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters appears to admit that her party was shutting down the government so that illegal migrants can have health care. In a fiery interview, I have to watch the interview. I don't know how she could be fiery. The congressman from California, hardcore leftist, lashed out as she was grilled over why her party was intent on blocking a Republican funding bill, which sparked a federal collapse at 12:01 a.m. on Wednesday. The reporter asked her on Tuesday, are Democrats demanding health care for illegal aliens? Waters replied, Democrats are demanding health care for everybody. Cloward and Piven.
Yep.
Overwhelm the system with social welfare, and it can't pay it, and it collapses. We want to save lives. No, they won't. They want to destroy the government. We want to make sure our health care is available to those who would die but having the help of the government. The collapse was seized on by Donald Trump, who wrote on Truth Media on Wednesday, Maxine Waters admitted she is demanding health care for illegal aliens and is going to be on the top of the line taking American taxpayers' health care away from them. Republicans supported a short-term measure to fund the government generally at current levels through November 21st, but Democrats blocked it, insisting the measure did not address their concerns on health care. They want to reverse the Medicaid cuts put in by President Trump's package of tax breaks and spending reductions from the summer. Democrats also want to extend tax credits that make health insurance premiums more accessible for millions of people. That's not a real bad thing. Health insurance has gotten ridiculous. It has.
It has.
And I finally, you know, years ago, I'm not advocating that you do this. My health insurance was close to $3,000 a month. It was about 20 years ago. I couldn't believe it because, you know, I had all the kids at home. And I said, I'm done. And I joined one of those health share programs, yep. Austin, and it dropped it down about $400 a month.
And a lot of those work pretty good.
But then they didn't want to pay anything. It was horrible with them too. But they didn't want to pay anything. But it gave me, I guess, a false sense of security with that. But it was $400 a month.
Democrats, it's a lot cheaper.
instead of $3,000. Democrats also want to extend tax credits to make health insurance premiums more accessible for millions of people who purchase through marketplaces established by the Affordable Care Act. TV reporter Allison Steinberg asked California Democratic Maxine Waters if her party's demands to keep the government prioritize the needs of illegal migrants over those of U.S. citizens. Wow. And it says Steinberg, who works for the far right wing Lindell TV network, was branded divisive by Waters because she asked her a question she did not want to answer. Hours before the shutdown on Wednesday, Alison Steinberg asked these questions. Do Democrats want to prioritize health care because of illegal aliens over government shutdown? Excuse me. Stop it right there, Waters interjected. We're not prioritizing. What we're doing is saying simply we want to keep the government open and we want to work with the Republicans and have a bipartisan agreement to keep this government open, and health care is the top of our agenda. So if you're good with the government shutdown, even if it means giving health care to people who aren't Americans, Steinberg pressed Waters. Well, you keep, that's what you're pushing on. What you're trying to do is you're standing here and you're trying to make me say somehow that we're going to put non-citizens over Americans. Quit it. Stop it. This is the kind of journalism we don't need. No, this is the kind of journalism that we do need, Austin.
That's exactly right.
This Steinberg did a good job on this because, quite frankly, these politicians don't want to answer these questions.
Nope.
Like, say to Angela Merkel, why did you open the borders of Germany to tens of millions of illegals, and now why is Germany no longer German?
Did you see they canceled Oktoberfest in Munich?
You got to be kidding.
They canceled it because they had another doggone, somebody firebombed, another terrorist firebombed a truck. I pulled the article up last night. I mean, Oktoberfest, like the biggest beer festival in Germany now. They've canceled it and postponed it indefinitely because they said there's too many terroristic activities, explosions, and bomb threats.
Yeah, but Oktoberfest is all over Germany.
This is the one in Munich.
That's a big one.
That's like the biggest one. I looked it up last night. That's what happens when you have unfettered immigration from any country. The people that come to the country for free do not care about the country in most cases. It's just like the aspect of where you see these topics when I brought it up. If you have somebody that's coming into your house, they're coming to stay in your house, and they're a guest in your house, take care of it way better than you even would yourself. Don't kick your boots off on the floor and throw mud everywhere and leave food all over the kitchen and leave dirty dishes everywhere. Take care of it like you would. And that's the problem. When you have people that are invited into a country like Biden did, and it's free this, free welfare, free money, free housing, free transportation, free anything, there's no pride in ownership because you did nothing for it. Anytime you have to struggle for something, push for something, fight for something completely and totally, have to grind for it and set a goal, you appreciate things way more. That's why I see so many trust fund babies are complete total nightmares to deal with. I was one of the dealerships in Tampa, and we were talking about some car stuff over there, and one of the dealers guys, he said, dude, trust fund kids are the worst individuals to ever deal with. They're leveraged out completely. They're always broke, yet they get $100,000 plus a month in some cases, and they still can't pay their bills, and they want everybody to give them everything all the time. That's what happens with illegal immigration. You got a bunch of little trust fund illegals that come in. I get my free housing from BlackRock, my free cars, my free food, my free everything.
You know, I had a friend of mine, he's a pastor, told me years ago, he said, if you really want to know what kind of relationship you have with somebody, give them money.
That's a fact.
Now, stop, listen to me for a second. Now, and I said to him, I said,
I don't recommend doing that all the time.
No, you'll go broke. Well, listen. And his name's Scott. And I said to him, I said, what do you mean give them money? He goes, if you really want to see how somebody's going to act, give them something for free.
Yeah.
And he said, you'll see how they act. Yep. He goes, if you have a real friend and you give them some money because they need a loan and you just give them $100 or $200, they'll be your friends forever.
They'll be super appreciative.
He says, but if you give some money to somebody who's a taker, they're going to want more money. And if you don't give them more, they get angry. He says, you'll quickly find out immediately within a few weeks what type of relationship that person is going to want with you if you give them some money.
That's true.
And I thought to myself, well, that's interesting. And you know what? I've tested that.
Yeah.
And he's right.
Yeah.
You know, and the people that you give, like you give me $100, you know, and they need to buy groceries. If you give that person $100 at that point in time, if they're a good person, they're going to be your friend for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
They'll always be there for you. Same thing. It's like going out and borrowing a car and bringing it back dirty and empty.
With no fuel. That's one thing you're always adamant about when I was growing up, and I'd borrow one of your vehicles. You said, drive it. Take care of it. Comes back on full.
And washed.
Unwashed every time. And I did. And it's funny, as I've told people, if I trust somebody before in the past, I could really trust somebody, I need to borrow it. I said, that's my two rules. You need a truck for a day. You got to move something. Fill it up and wash it.
I remember one time I loaned a relative. I had a Dodge Dually.
Yeah.
With a Cummins. Great engine.
Yeah.
Noisy. This was back in the 90s. But boy, that thing could pull anything. And then you could chip that engine back then.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember they wanted to borrow my truck. I had to move stuff. And it was parked by my motorhome.
Yeah.
And it was the Dually was, you know, it had big fenders on it. And I told them, I said, let me back it out for you. And they said, oh, we can do it. Well, I found out later they ran into the motorhome with the Dodge Dually. They scratched both vehicles. That started it. Okay. So then about a week later, they bring it back unbelievably covered in dirt and empty.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I said, what are you doing? The truck's empty and it's filthy. And you have you wreck two vehicles at once. You scratch both of them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Where do you care? And I'm like,
what do you care?
I'm like, oh God.
That's the key indicator is when you allow somebody to do something, you help them out, you let them borrow something, some case, and they mess up, and then they blame it on you.
Oh.
Well, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal. You let me borrow it. You knew I was probably going to do that. What? Not even a sorry? Not no. I'll get it fixed?
No. And what ended up happening is I told the person, I said, don't ever ask me to borrow another vehicle. Done. I never have after that. And I remember one time I bought a jet ski, and I had a party down at the lake. This is, by gosh, it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a jet ski, and we were down at the lake, and I came up to the house and I told people, I said, look, if you use the jet ski, I told everybody this.
Yeah.
I had to agree to this. If you scratch it, a brand new jet ski, you scratch it, you damage it, you repair it.
Yep.
Period. Or you don't drive it. And I'm not running it through insurance.
No.
You're going to fix it. And oh, yes. Yeah, so there was one guy named Max. I won't mention his last name. He took it, ran right into the dock with it. I told him, do not get on the jet ski. I buy the dock. You'll roll it into the wood. You'll scratch it. Load it up on the sand up in the shallow water. Back then, the lake was pristine clear. Remember that, Austin?
Yeah.
White bottom, sand bottom lake. And he, as soon as I went to the house, he got on the dock, rolled it,
yeah.
Cut all the decals off from it, yep. $300 in damage. And I said, as I came, and I had like eight people tell me, Max just wiped out your jet ski. And I went out and told Max, I didn't do it. So then I brought the witnesses up. And I said, Max, you know you did it. Well, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
So, you remember this?
So always, no. Always the attitude.
And I said to him, I said, it was like a church party, right? And I said, if you don't pay for it, I'm taking you to the pastor. He said,
ooh. No, not the pastor.
Not the pastor, right? But it snapped him tight. Yeah. And then you know what he did? Instead of giving me the money to get it fixed, he went to the dealership and gave them a check to fix the doggone jet ski.
Well, at least he fixed it on there. Because I remember years ago, I had that big mega cab Dodge, that one went to SEMA with the 44 Interco boggers on it. And I clipped that buddy's Camaro that one time in the back bumper. And I said, listen, don't run through insurance. I don't want a claim on here. I said, I'll take it to the best body shop that I use anybody with. I'll pay for everything and I'll get you a rental car.
And you did.
And I did. I did everything. Full payment. Full car was perfect. I said, get a rental car. Use as much as you want. I said, because it's cheaper for me to do this for you than it is to have another insurance claim on something that, you know, because insurance claim goes up every three years they stay on there. So it doesn't even matter if it's, you know, you were in my driveway and I clipped it. It goes in as an insurance claim against me. And I said, it's cheaper for me just to pay for it. And I did. I took care of it. So I can see doing that sometimes with the shop. Because I want it done perfect. Because what I didn't want to have happen is they just, I'm not going to get it fixed. I'm going to drive around with it broken.
Well, no, what he wanted to do, he wanted to make sure that it got fixed. And he didn't want me just taking it in pocket.
That's exactly what I just said. Yeah. So, I mean, I get that to an extent.
Well, no, and plus he never, ever even, and then right after that, well, I'm not going to tell you the rest, his life ended badly.
Oh, okay.
No. And the sad part about it is it's always indicative as to how you treat other people.
That is true. That is true.
You know, I told you that one time I was over at Ybor City. There's a great restaurant over there called Acropolis. Great Greek restaurant. Get the spanakopita. Tell them I sent you. And no, they're not paying me to say that. They're just, I like the restaurant. And I remember one day there was this black guy out there, and he was preaching.
Yeah.
I mean, he was preaching up a storm. He had a coat and tie on. He's homeless, but he was dressed up real nice.
Coat and tie was homeless?
Yeah. And I don't know where he got the coat. He probably, you know, somebody probably gave it to him or whatever. But he was really pretty articulate.
Yeah.
A really brilliant guy, actually. And he's talking about, you know, different things. And he starts talking about Abraham Lincoln. And I walked over and I gave him $20. He said, well, you didn't do that. Ask Austin. I did that all the time. And I told him, I said, man, you keep up the preaching. But the reality is this, you know, how do you treat other people? How do you treat people that you love? How do you treat people that are relatives? I mean, if somebody accuses you of being a Christian, is there enough evidence against you to convict you of being a Christian? I mean, think about that for a second. You got to be, and you say, well, you shouldn't give money to your church. You shouldn't give it to homeless people. I can give money whoever I want to give money to. Some guy walks up to me at an intersection one day. He's holding a big sign. You know, I ended up basically getting up there and he says, I'm not going to lie to you. I need a beer. So he said on a sign.
At least being honest, I guess.
I gave him $5.
Did you?
I said, go buy a beer. I said, my gosh, if your life is this bad, you're out here begging in the intersection for a beer. Here's $5.
Yeah, it doesn't get much worse than that.
No. And people say, I can't believe you bought him a beer. Stop it. Are you not listening to me? It's not the beer. It's the principle. But sometimes people just need stuff. Now, I'm not going to go give them money for drugs, which I guess I could have given
them. Well, $5 ain't going to get you much alcohol.
No, it's just going to get you a beer.
Get you a beer. And speaking of sponsors, this is funny now. Israel is now paying influencers up to $7,000 per post to occupy information space to put pro-Israel content on their Instagram and TikTok. Israel is the best country in the world. Support Israel.
Send us a check.
I'll send you my Venmo. I'm just kidding.
It's awful, Austin.
This is legit, though.
Well, no.
$7,000 a post per post.
Well, you have to have a big following.
Yeah, and a big following. We got a pretty good following.
We do.
I'm just kidding. You know I won't compromise that.
I remember the other day I said, go find a church that's not promoting Israel.
Yeah, but this is insane.
Well, you know why? Because doggone TikTok almost took them down.
Oh,
so they bought TikTok.
Even Instagram. The thing about algorithm with AI algorithms is that, you know, once they get in this rolling motion, it's like a downhill snowball. If you can't get in and shut down the algorithm really appropriately, it starts building on content. And the more content people post on certain topics, it keeps posting up. So I thought bubblegum for the
Well, you know, it's so funny. Elon Musk posted. The ADL is a hate group.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I saw that.
That's the Anti-Defamation League. It used to be called the Anti-Jewish Defamation League.
Yep.
But they changed it because they had so much blowback because of the Jewish stuff. And it says, and he goes on to say, he goes, the larger problem with the ADL designating Turning Point USA as a hate group. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, he was really hammering
it. Well, no, because Charlie Kirk was real pro-Zionism for a while. And then also
Candace Owens woke him up.
Last 4 or 5 months, his whole entire narrative changed on everything.
He says, is that the FBI allows the ADL provide training to its agents, and the ADL is deeply embedded within law enforcement. And they must be removed immediately. And it says the ADL and law enforcement as a leading anti-hate organization, the ADL works closely with Israel, state and local law enforcement to assist them in protecting communities from extremism. I tell you, a lot of people don't realize this. Is many of the police departments and sheriff departments, they send their lead people over to Israel, and they get trained over there as far as in, you know, intelligence and also in, you know, in raiding people and all the other stuff that they do. I mean, they've got some very good things that they do as far as law enforcement in Israel, if you like extremism. And so they're bringing these people in and training them like that, because, I mean, you can't be shooting Palestinian kids for sport. That's just not cool.
It's really not okay.
No, it's not okay.
Now, this is a topic I brought up yesterday on the Hagman Show, and I've been doing more research on it. Remember how, you know, Trump's been ranting and raving how he's going to lower drug prices. Everybody's going to have easier access to drugs.
This is unbelievable. This should be illegal.
Crazy now. So a bunch of people have been getting unbelievably mad on Tuesdays, even in the government, about the secrecy over the Trump-Pfizer deal sparking a Freedom of Information Act demands and public outcry. If y'all saw, Pfizer stocks jumped to the roof on Tuesday when Albert Bourla announced that him and President Trump had essentially a private deal to lower U.S. drug prices, and Pfizer's going to invest $70 billion in domestic manufacturing while shielding the company from all tariffs now. They're not going to have any tariffs at all coming in from other countries because they're going to inject more money in the United States. Craig's a blast of lack of transparency to uncover what actually is going on behind the scenes. And, you know, here's the problem that I have with this. Albert Bourla was instrumental with Pfizer 5 years ago in pushing the COVID-19 injections, not even a vaccine, and telling everyone through the manipulated research that they did not want to release to us for 40 years. Remember this? They blocked it. Well, we released the Pfizer data in 2070 or whatever it was, 2060, 2070. Finally, the judge ruled and said, no, this drug's emergency use. You're forcing people to get it. You have to release the documents. 55,000 documents a month for what, a year? I mean, it was like 600,000, 700,000 documents they had to release.
Showed the toxicity of it.
Showed that the participants were having all these side effects. The clinical trials were completely manipulated.
Pericarditis, mericarditis.
The whole time, Albert Bourla was on television going, it's safe and effective for everyone. It's got a 90% efficacy rate. You won't get sick. You can't transmit it. Nobody can contract COVID. You won't be hospitalized once you get it. And then every month it got worse. It was like, well, it won't stop you from getting it. And it won't stop you from transmitting it. But it'll help you not die in the hospital. Then it came out to, it doesn't do anything except continually make your body a spike protein manufacturing site that actually makes you keep producing COVID. Everybody goes, whoa, this is really what it does? Yeah, this is that Albert Bourla, that's this Pfizer. They said Trump held a press conference with Bourla on Tuesday, but the president released no details. Under the deal, Trump will refrain from imposing any tariffs on Pfizer. Pfizer will boost its domestic manufacturing, inject $70 billion in manufacturing in the United States, make its drugs available to Medicaid at a discounted rate. Here's the kicker, guys. It will sell its Pfizer products exclusively to U.S. patients at a discounted rate via the yet-to-be-launched government website TrumpRx. Pfizer's going direct to consumer on the internet now. Direct to consumer, meaning you type in your prescription number. Oh, statins at my door, next day air. Yay, I could feel like crap down statins for free or cheaper.
There's only one good thing about Borla. It ain't this Borla. Borla makes great exhaust.
Spelled differently.
Borla, it's B-O-R-L-A, I think.
Yeah.
But Borla makes the best
Borla
exhaust.
Borla makes amazing exhaust. I used Borla on my old Camaro ZL1 back in the day.
I did too.
And it was...
Borla is the one.
Well, they do a lot of technology, especially with the U.S. cars.
Yeah, they have great stuff. Well, I had to do something positive.
Yeah, but Borla makes it. I mean, they're expensive. Borla's gotten really expensive now for exhaust. But, I mean, you pay for the quality. You pay for the
sound.
Well,
they're all stainless steel.
They're all stainless, and they use all types of resonating pipes, too.
Corsa makes a pretty good one, too. Yeah. But those are the two best that I've ever seen, Borla and Corsa.
For U.S. cars, especially for vets and Camaros and all that.
I'll tell you a funny story.
Let's hear it.
We got to break this up a little bit today.
Borla exhaust.
We've already got the show's already, you know, lost 15 minutes. Of time.
15
I'm
minutes.
Kill some more of it. I had a Corvette. This is back like 20 years ago, right? Yeah. And Sharon's with me in the car. And I ordered, you remember this? I ordered a CD. It was like a general CD, and it had all the different exhaust sounds from all the different types of mufflers you could buy. And it was basically a marketing tool. You remember this?
I remember, I'm
driving down the road, listening to these exhausts. This goes on for
full blast, by the way.
I want to hear what it sounded like. And finally, Sharon goes,
just
you know,
exhaust.
She goes, you know, you asked me to do a lot. And I do a lot. And she goes, and you do a lot for me. She goes, but you're asking too much. She goes, I can't listen to exhaust sounds anymore and how these mufflers are going to sound. She said, just pick one. And I remember some guy had given it to me over the celebration.
Yeah.
I'm playing
that
going
Borla Corsa. Oh. And you're like, I like number 4, number 6, number 9, number 12. Replay it again. I'd be in the car. I'd love it. I was a kid. I'm like, yeah, bro, turn it up.
It was so funny. The sheriff goes, I can't take it anymore.
That was so funny. Back in the old CD heyday.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
That was good times. But yeah, no, they did make good exhaust back then. This is crazy, too. Elon Musk, he's now urging Netflix boycott. Touched this briefly last night. Is this new show that just came out? Netflix has gone complete perverted. I mean, there's nothing.
I dumped it a while ago.
Even if you do have it now, you'll know there's nothing on there half the time that's worth anything. Apparently, they came out with a new show, Netflix. It's called Dead End Paranormal Park. It's for ages 7 up. The reason why I'm not promoting this show. I'm giving all the parents direct information and knowledge to help your kids avoid this.
Not to
watch this crap. It's called Dead End Paranormal Park, and it features full transgender storylines and themes for ages 7 and up. 7 and up. Netflix was depicted as a Trojan horse with its contents labeled Transgender Woke Agenda. This is what Elon Musk posted, which was being wheeled in a castle marked Your Kids. This is what he posted on here on X. And he said, cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. He says, this is not okay. The marking says it's suitable for ages 7 and up and includes characters who are identifying as transgender and goes through their transitioning, saying, and I quote, they've never been happier and live your life without apology. If you don't think these companies have an atavistic hatred for you, they hate you. They hate your kids. They want to do the absolute most possible damage they can. Why do you keep giving them money? If you know Starbucks hates Second Amendment and they hate Christians, they hate non-abortion.
They're going out of business pretty quick, bud. Starbucks.
They hate everybody. And yet people still want to sit there and give them money. There's so many other good companies and streaming lines and coffee shops. If you want coffee, or just buy purple sticks. We got a lot of them in today.
Avoid Starbucks, get purple sticks.
Yeah.
A lot healthier, too.
A heck of a lot of money. I mean, buy these with 3-packs, you know, $40 plus a box on them. And, you know, I mean, Starbucks now, last time I talked to somebody, I mean, there's $6, $7, $8, $9, $10 for one of these big Mopa Frade pumpkin lattes, whatever.
I bought a cup of coffee the other day. I did. For a friend of mine. And I couldn't believe it was $10. It was $9.59 for a cup of coffee.
If you get the big ones on it, too, a lot of people fail to factor in with the 5 shots of syrup and whipped cream. Dude, it's a 600-700-800-calorie drink. It's like a milkshake. Well, I don't know why I keep getting so fat. I don't know. Maybe it's the 50,000 calories of Starbucks you guzzle every month. I don't know. Just a thought. I mean, seriously. The thing is, what a lot of people do as far as with their diet is they don't realize a lot of times it's the little calories. It's the little things they do on a regular basis all day.
Little foxes spoil the vine.
Exactly. It's the sweet tea every day for lunch. It's the soda in the afternoon. It's the ice cream after dinner. It's the extra 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 calories you're eating that are needless, pointless calories at the end of the day. You can enjoy some of that stuff sometimes. You can go in and have a milkshake or have some ice cream occasionally, but it can't be a regular staple in your diet every day.
Oh, it can be. You're going to get fat.
Well, it can be. It can be. Yeah. You better be hammering the berberine and cinnamon extract if you're going to go that route. But on top of that, though, when you eat those foods, those dessert foods or those stimulating dopamine foods, when you eat them on a very semi-regular basis or very restricted basis, you actually enjoy them way more. And a lot of the only time you'll ever see somebody really truly appreciate stuff is when they haven't had it for a while in some cases. And I remember especially, you know, in the bodybuilding world, I still remember the first show I did after I got done. It was a 12-week prep, and I was so hungry and so depleted and went to the Burger 21.
Right across the street.
And I still, to this day, remember that as being one of the best burgers and milkshakes I ever had.
I was with you.
No, yeah, I mean, I devoured it. And then my stomach cramped up on me. Gosh, fish and broccoli for the last 6 weeks on the prep. It's like, oh boy, my body's like, what is this crap you put in here? But it was so good. When you eat that stuff just on occasion, it makes it so much more enjoyable, and it doesn't make you gain so much weight. You eat a bowl of ice cream. You just can't eat a bowl of ice cream every day.
Oh, by the way, the luxury housing market is starting to crack now all over the country, especially in Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah, and Tampa.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And they're starting to see it.
Way down.
You know, it's crazy, too, because I've got a friend of mine years ago. He bought this big old home right on the water down there in Palm Beach on Maripan, I think it's called. And it had a part of the property open up on the bay and the other part open on the Atlantic. It had two bronze elevators on both sides, all glass.
Yeah.
And he had a constant crews working every day to repair stuff.
Yeah.
It was like the whole house was like a corporation, you know. And he ended up financing that thing for like $20 million.
Ooh, that's a big note.
And I remember it was that's when the interest rates were real low. But I remember it was costing him over $250,000 a month to own that monster.
Yeah, that's about right. With property taxes and upkeep, and the electric bill is probably $10,000 to $15,000 a month.
But I mean, it was, you know, it cost him $3 million a year. He had him losing it because, you know, and so, you know, when you realize when you have stuff, you got to maintain it.
Yeah, you do.
You got to paint it. You got to paint the chimney. You got to paint the soffits. You got to paint the fascia. You got to paint everything all the time. You know, you're going to have cracks in your pool deck. It's never ends. There's always something to fix. And when you finally realize that, you start to think, well, maybe I don't need this much stuff.
Well, and what's happened now, too, and understand this, a lot of people pre-COVID, at the end, right before COVID and through COVID, people were running these houses.
McMansions.
McMansions, they were running them as ATMs, and they're flipping out of houses. Because you could sell a house in 6-12 months, you could live there. People were making money and flipping out of it. Well, you never have. Everything's deferred maintenance. Well, I'm not messing with it. I'm flipping the house in a year. What's happened is now a lot of people are stuck in these houses that they bought, and they've kept them for a while, or they're a little older when they bought them. Now, some of the prices drop. They don't have any equity in them. Now, it's like, oh, need a new roof. What do you mean? It's $30,000 for a new roof. New AC. What do you mean? $8,000 for AC. New AC. It's Florida. You got to have AC. You're sweating all the time. And also, now it's like, well, this isn't fun anymore. And the property tax is
insane. Especially where they can't flip out of it. I had a friend of mine, though. He did real good with it. He bought one really cheap. A couple of gay guys built this big mansion over in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, they had good taste. And I will say about gay guys. Yeah, a lot of gay guys have really good
interior design.
Oh, it's nice.
I will give them that.
They had 40-foot walls tall on the inside, and basically all Venetian plaster.
Yeah, it was nuts.
And he sold this guy out of India. And don't say something to me because I'm talking about a guy out of India. Okay,
this is actually a true story, by the way.
And he sold the house and made about $1 million a year on it. Made about $12 million in profit.
Well, this is one of the nicest houses in the area.
It was listed as one of the top 100 nicest homes in the world.
It was pretty ridiculous.
It was 25 acres on the water next to Disney.
He bought it right in the dip.
Oh yeah,
I mean right when that. Well, Florida.
These two gay guys do what gay guys do, and they had this massive gay guy fight.
They liquidated the house. Like, they did. They. I don't want it. I don't want it either. Liquidated.
I should.
Somebody's gonna buy it.
Well, gay guys start acting like women when they get really emotional. God. They start screaming and yelling.
Were they married?
I don't care.
Well, no, I'm saying they probably were. They had a split asset on.
But anyhow, so they sold this house for a couple $1 million, right? So about 10 years later, he sold it. And then the guy from India wanted to buy it, so he put it on the market. He bought it. And then the Indian guy, he was Hindu, and he believed that he could have sacred cows in the house as pets because they were on acreage, right? And so he brings in sacred cows. Well, they had an entire, like an Olympic-sized swimming pool that was all mosaic tile.
Oh, yeah.
Tile. It was. And so he comes in. He don't want the cows to drown because that would curse the house.
Yeah.
So he fills the pool up with dirt.
Backfills the pool.
Okay, no, true story. And the house was so fancy, the gutters weren't aluminum, they were stone.
Yeah.
I mean, this house was nice. And then he decides he has to have more room for the cows. So he cuts half the house, but he takes a big wall out and starts to work on it. But nobody wants to work for him because he's such a nightmare. And he can't get the contractors to come in and finish it.
He can't do anything around the cows or else he pitches a fit.
Well, no. Then what happens, so he had the cows stuck in the garage, and he tears half the house, tore a whole wall out. And I'm not making this up. Tore the wall out, and then basically nobody would come and fix it. And so it got exposed to the elements, and the house got molded in.
Yep.
And now the house had 3 mold tests before he bought it.
Yeah.
No mold.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. And all of a sudden, he decides that the house is moldy. So he starts suing my friend to get the money back for the house, to give the house back with the one wall missing. And so he's
full
got
mold, with the pool filled in.
So he's got the, now he's got the cows in the garage, and they get so much poop in the garage, one of them slips and dies.
It's true.
So now they got a dead, sacred cow.
Now the house is allegedly cursed because the cow died.
So the guy comes in with a doggone bulldozer and tears the mansion down.
He's not exaggerating. Flat earth. Flat property. Gone.
You said flat earth.
What?
We got a lot of people to tell. You talk about flat earth?
I'm talking about the property. It was like this table. The house ceased to exist.
No.
We're the nicest houses in the country.
It was a castle. And gone.
Got cursed because the cow died.
And now the guy's still trying to basically sue my friend to get the money back, but he doesn't want to give the 25 acres of lakefront back.
The properties of this litigation, it's covered in weeds. It's 25 acres, beautiful lot on the water, chain link fenced off with no house on it.
Wow. That's what happens. That's like I said, the luxury housing market. Sometimes, and this Indian guy basically just likes to sue everybody.
Well, some people are like that. Some people just love that. The only way they function and make any money is just off suing everyone all the time.
They don't make anything.
No, they don't produce anything.
They just sue everybody
all the time. Yeah. There's a group that loves to do that.
By the way, that story is not an exaggeration.
At all.
That's exactly what happened. It's crazy. And so it's been a litigation now for years trying to sort out what's going on.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up.
You can't, because you got to ask yourself a question. How in the world does something like that happen? Well, it's because, people are just absolutely...
Well, sometimes, money just makes you more of what you already are. Some people that have a lot of money are still complete pieces of crap. Oh, did I just say that?
You can't say that.
I'm messing with you guys. But no, it's the truth. And I don't care what your background is, what your ethnicity is. Some people start making money and they just act like total buffoons. I've seen it.
Speaking of total buffoons, a man has been jailed in Switzerland for a social media post claiming there are only 2 genders.
Jailed?
Yeah.
Arrested?
Arrested, yeah. His name is Emmanuel Brunholz. Holz. Allegedly degraded human dignity for stating that there are only 2 genders, men and women, and everything else is a mental illness promoted through the curriculum.
Wow.
Whoa. So he was jailed after refusing to pay a fine for posting on social media that is a mental illness. He repairs wind instruments for a living. Okay. Must now spend 10 days in prison after refusing to pay a fine for about $1,000 for allegedly violating an anti-discrimination law. The offending comment read, "If you dig up LGBTIQ people after 200 years, you'll only find men and women based on their skeletons."
That's what he said? That's it?
That's what he said. Everything else is mental illness promoted through the curriculum.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's right. You dig them up in 200 years, you're going to find a bunch of bones of male and female.
Yeah,
that's all you're going to find
is bones, and you'll find out with Y chromosome or not.
So apparently, you got to remember, though, Switzerland is run by the international banking cartels.
But they never get invaded.
That's right. Everybody puts their gold in Switzerland and their money in Switzerland.
It's like that neutral country that everybody agrees
even
on.
Even Hitler left Switzerland alone because they had too much German gold in Switzerland. So reality is that, now the Swiss people are being basically forced into believing these lies along with the rest of us.
New World Order nonsense, that's all it is.
But he refused to pay the $1,000 fine.
That's insane. I wouldn't have paid it either.
Oh, by the way, this is interesting. As Disney pushes an LGBT agenda and liberal politics, their downward spiral in ratings for the Disney network reflect it. And now this lady goes on to say, "Turn the channel in a free market society. The people decide." That's the truth, isn't it?
Yep.
It's like you said with that Netflix broadcast. If you don't want to watch your children get groomed, you better get rid of Netflix.
Well, it boggles my mind sometimes because I talk to parents and they're like, "What can we do? What can we do to make a difference?" I said, "Be proactive. Be proactive with your kids. Eat what they watch, what they're exposed to." Because they want to sit. A lot of times people want to sit and go on social media and rant and rave. "Oh, I'm getting this Instagram argument. I got 50 comments. We're all just talking just stupid." Okay, cool. What did that prove? What was your point on that? Get involved. Be actually involved in what the kids are being.
Years ago, when I still had cable in the house, like 20 years ago, You know, they kept going up to like 400 a month. It was ridiculous. I canceled all of it. And I remember they gave me free Showtime.
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yep.
It was just free part of the package.
Yep.
And after about a year, I started noticing the movies were getting more and more and more queer, more and more gay.
Oh yeah, Showtime's known for that now.
And I finally called them up and I said, take this off my package.
It's free.
And they said it's free. And I said, you're not listening to me. I got kids in the house.
Yeah.
I don't want this filth in here. It's like every other movie is a gay movie. I don't want to watch this. I don't want my children exposed to it. You say, you're a homophobe. No, I'm not. I just don't want my children exposed to it. How does that make me a homophobe? I'd rather have my children exposed to good, clean, wholesome entertainment like Swiss Family Robinson.
There you go.
Back when Disney could make a movie that wasn't perverted. You know, and all the stuff you think, well, why do you feel that way? Because I don't have to be part of the New World Order, because I try to do what the Word of God says to do. I try to do what's right in God's eyes. I always try to do the best I possibly can to maintain some type of stable environment for my children and my family. Does that make me a bad guy? Does that make me an ADL person to look at? Because I'm going to defame somebody? No. Here's the problem that we've run into. We covered this the other day on the show. When you can't tell people how you feel from the First Amendment anymore, then what happens? You start losing rights little by little by little until finally you get censored. And if you don't get censored, you'll censor yourself.
That's exactly right.
Now you're not going to say anything anymore.
I talked about it on Hagman last night. And the thing about it is, I don't have to explain to anyone in a certain way if I don't want to. If I don't like something, I don't like it. That's not your problem. That's a me problem. I don't like it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want my kids involved in it. I don't have to explain myself to somebody over it. Now, a lot of times I will. I'll give them a descriptive analysis of what it is and why I don't like it. But for some odd reason now, we've reached this point where if you don't like something that's perverted, if you don't want to support something, well, you can't not like it. I can not like whatever the heck I don't want to like. I'll apologize to absolutely nobody. It's not your problem. Get over it. And that's the thing now. We've reached this society where everybody's so nervous to not agree with something. Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't agree with the transgender pedophiles reading to your children at storybook hour at the library?
Well, no. What you do, you just buy TikTok.
Yeah. There you go. Change the entire algorithm. Mm-hmm. And that's why, again, they hated what Charlie Kirk was doing, because he was doing a university secular campuses all across the country, and they couldn't shut him up in person. Mm-hmm. Couldn't shut him up. How do you shut up? You can't shut up an algorithm in person.
He said he told Candace Owens he was so tired of being, you know, basically pushed so hard by the Jewish donors that he was sick of it. He didn't want to deal with them anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were threatening him and telling him that
they're
doing this.
There's multiple reports now from people that I've talked to in alt media that Netanyahu, their entire propaganda arm, tried to give him $150 million to basically have him be more supportive on Turning Point as far as all the Jewish content.
Well, why wouldn't Netanyahu do that? We give them the money anyhow.
Exactly right. It's not their money. They don't care.
Let me give you $100 million. Okay, you can give it to him now.
Yeah.
Then
they go right back and say, oh, Congress, by the way, I need another $200 million. Oh, and you're going to give us the money in the next bill. If not, we're going to release the Epstein files.
It's not $200 million. It's $200
billion.
Billion.
Oh, yeah.
Insane how much money they give them.
Well, you ever wondered why they have so much leverage on Congress and Senate? Anything Israel demands, we need another $20 billion for, you know, international support. Oh, gosh, please, yes, take our money. Why do you think they're like that? Because half of them are perverted videos. What do you think Epstein was doing?
Well, yeah, didn't he say... He said, well, we don't want to give you any money. Holocaust.
Yeah.
Nazi.
Unbelievable. It is every time.
And they got that. They have that mental focus on. They're so tight about the Holocaust and, you know, and Nazis.
Well, it's they have to keep that
narrative
constantly going so they can play victim status. It's what it is. It's victim status. Well, you can't talk about us because we're victims.
5,000 years from now, it'll be.
I mean, why don't we talk about the Bolshevik Revolution? Tens of millions of Christians that were executed.
50 million died. 50 million.
Oh, we're just going to ignore that.
That was Stalin and Lenin.
Yeah.
They made Hitler look like a small fry.
Christians primarily. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Russian Orthodox Church.
We're not going to talk about that.
No.
Don't bring that up. Can't talk about that at all.
Because they were our ally during World War
II. That's exactly right, and they shouldn't have been.
No. Patton was right about that.
They're communists. They're communists. Anyways, I digress.
Well, Patton said, we fought the wrong enemy.
He did.
He said, we need to rearm the German soldiers and go after these Bolsheviks.
And I'm not supporting a lot of the stuff that happened in World War II or a lot of stuff that Hitler did. I think he lost his crap at the end. He was taking too many amphetamines. But at the beginning phase, what he tried to do as far as with sound money and tried to bring back Germany, get him out. That Weimar Republic, my grandma was there. His mom was there. That was a nightmare. I mean, that's what happens with money changers. Oh, yeah. Kind of like what they did in the temple. Jesus threw them out and whipped them.
I talked about that on Hagman last night. You guys got to watch the Hagman show. I'm kind of sleepy this morning, but last night I was all geeked up on Purple.
I feel pretty good now.
You guys would like the show last night.
Yeah.
I got pretty intense. I watched myself. I'm thinking to myself, oh, I'm too intense. This is awful.
Tone it down. It's hard to do that sometimes. You watch the video and it's like, oh, man.
Well, Doug kind of knows how to just kind of poke me a little bit.
Does he? You've done this show long with him enough on there. Guys, appreciate the reviews. I'm getting a lot of reviews on some of these products on here. Keep sending them. Keep throwing them out there. Like Sublingual B12, I need some reviews on that one. You know, a lot of products on here are still waiting on reviews. Super E, that's a really good one.
That's a great product. Yeah.
So check these out. Check out the sales. Look at the specials we have. Got a lot of different kits coming up here on top of protocol kits and the one and only Ultimate Multiple Powder. So I told you guys, you voted it. It won over 11% off right now. Take advantage of it and throw in a box of Purple Sticks while you're at it, because we got a bunch of them that just showed up today. We got to get the office organized up. That's what I'm going to be doing half my day with Rich.
Hey, always remember to keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, this is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it, regardless of what's going on globally.
That's a fact.
Always remember, God on your side, God plus one's going to always be a majority. And the will of God doesn't make one bit of difference what the majority thinks. God's will is always God's will. And keep your hearts and minds in Christ, for he is the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys so very, very much. Thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for putting up with our annex. I love you. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have a great evening, my friends. We'll talk to you again on this show tomorrow, as always.